Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, expect mostly sunny skies with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, the sun is shining brightly, making for a pleasant day. In Tel Aviv, temperatures are comfortable, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Haifa also enjoys clear weather, while Beersheba stays warm and dry. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Iran vows a crushing response as U.S. strikes threaten a fragile ceasefire. This report comes from earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel reports the U.S. strikes Iran and revokes oil sanctions waiver. This follows attacks on tankers in Hormuz, with Iran threatening a strong response. This was reported earlier today. Also this hour, JNS reports that U.S. Defense Chief Hegseth will visit Israel. He plans to meet with Netanyahu and Katz amid ongoing tensions. This update is from earlier this hour. Separately, Israel Hayom notes that UNESCO mourned Gazan journalists exposed as Hamas and Jihad militants. UN Watch revealed this, casting doubt on UNESCO's definitions. This was reported a short time ago. And finally, the Australian Jewish News highlights that NGOs have exploited Gaza suffering to raise funds. A survey claims bias and anti-Israel narratives within humanitarian organizations. This was reported in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. The Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs shared that, despite recent U.S. strikes, Iran continues its campaign against Washington. This was posted just minutes ago. I-24 News English notes that Iranian Foreign Ministry claims violations of Hormuz arrangements make the MOU ineffective. This was posted earlier today. Open Source Intel adds that Iran blames the U.S. for dangerous escalation due to recent actions. This update came in earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran tensions. According to the Times of Israel, the U.S. launched strikes targeting Iran's air defenses and military assets. This move follows a series of attacks on tankers in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. Iran's leadership has responded with threats of a crushing response, raising concerns about stability in the region. The implications for regional security are significant, with potential impacts on global oil markets. Turning to U.S.-Israel relations, JNS reports that U.S. Defense Chief Hegseth's visit comes amid these heightened tensions. His meetings with Israeli leaders will likely focus on regional security and defense cooperation. The discussions may also touch on the controversial potential sale of F-35s to Turkey. This visit underscores the importance of the U.S.-Israel alliance in a volatile Middle East. Meanwhile, in a related development, Israel Hayom reveals UNESCO's blunder in mourning militants as journalists. UN Watch's findings challenge the credibility of the cultural body. This incident highlights the complexities of defining journalist roles in conflict zones, impacting perceptions of media neutrality. Turning to business and markets. First, K'tech reports that Ben-Gurion Airport is preparing for its busiest summer since the war began. More flights and the reopening of Terminal 1 signal a tentative recovery, though complete normalcy hasn't returned. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, investors might face main investment risks before they even begin. The investment world is expanding into diverse formats, presenting challenges and opportunities alike. And finally, Globes reports that Rami Levy is expanding its car sale facilities. Industry sources suggest this new mobility division is a strategic move for long-term growth. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 12 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.